Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope, I come to bring you an encouraging word from the Lord. And as we come into the new year 2025, I want to bring words of encouragement to you to help you grow in your faith and to walk in everything that God has for you. And so last year, I talked about how God spoke to me that God, this 2025 is a year of God's favor. And this week I want to talk about fasting for favor. But before I talk about, and during the beginning of the year, we often fast. Many people fast. Maybe some people do a 21-day fast. In the book of Daniel, Daniel did a 21-day fast. So some people, my church, my whole church, it's not my church, it's a church I attend, but it's a church of about 1,000 people. And as a church, we are fasting for 21 days for God to do a great work in our church. And many people are fasting for individual challenges they are facing. And so, you know, fasting is something God has given to us and God has called us to do. Fasting is not to make God do anything, but fasting enables us to hear the voice of God and to come into His will. You know, some people fast for 21 days, all food for 21 days. Some people fast certain kinds of food for 21 days. Maybe they don't eat bread for 21 days or something else. Some people fast one meal a day. But you need to pray and ask what kind of a fast God wants you to do. And then you begin to fast and pray about what God wants to do in your life in 2025. And so last week I began to talk about 2025 is a year of God's favor. And so one of the things that I'm doing is in these 21 days of fasting is I am fasting for God's favor or grace in certain areas of my life and certain things that I'm doing. See, God is calling me to do certain things or change certain things in my life. But I need God's favor to be able to do the things that God is calling me to do. So I'm fasting and seeking God's favor. And so last week I talked about God's favor and 2025 being a year of God's favor. And I talked about how five in the Hebrew language, the word five in the Hebrew language also stands for grace or favor. And so, you know, we are saved by God's grace, but we're also enabled to do the work of God or live a Christian life by God's grace. And we saw in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourself is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Paul starts out in Ephesians by saying, "For by grace you've been saved through faith. It's not of yourself, it's a gift of God." So we are saved by God's grace. In other words, God gives us favor that we don't deserve. None of us deserve salvation. We're all sinners. We all rebelled against God. But even when we were enemies of God, the Bible said Jesus died for our sins so that we could be saved. So God, by his grace, sent Jesus Christ to earth to die for our sins so that we could be set free from sin, set free from the power of Satan. And there's nothing you do to save yourself. We can't save ourselves because we're sinners. We need God to save us, and the only way of salvation is through Jesus Christ. It's not through obeying laws or religion or going to church. It's through Jesus Christ. So you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, confess your sins to Him, tell Him to ask Him to forgive you of your sins and to help you walk your Christian life. So you're saved by grace. By grace, you are born again and become a child of Almighty God. When a child is born, it's not born by their own effort. It's born by the effort of the mother and father. And so we don't become children of God by our effort. We are born as children of God by the Holy Spirit. And that's what it says in John chapter 3. And so the Holy Spirit comes into us and makes us child of God. And the reason the Holy Spirit can come into us and live in us and empower us to live Christian life is because God, by His grace, has forgiven us of our sins. You know, the Holy Spirit can't live in a life of a sinner. The Holy Spirit can't empower someone who has not given their lives to Jesus Christ. So the first step is to be born again, by the Holy Spirit, become a child of God. The Holy Spirit lives in you by His grace and favor. But also God wants to give you grace and favor to walk out your Christian lives and to do the work of God. We can't do the work of God in our own power. We have to do the work of God in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because the work God wants us to do and the life God wants to live, we can't live in our own ability. We will always fail. See, religion is you trying to do God's will. You trying to do what's right. Christianity is giving your life to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit coming and living you, and helping you to live out your Christian life, helping you to do what's right, helping you to do the will of God. And so Paul said in Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, for by grace you've been saved through faith. You put your faith in Jesus Christ, and by His grace He forgives you of your sin, and you become a child of God. Then verse 9 says, not by works, lest anyone should boast. But he goes on to say in verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. So the same grace that enables us to get saved is the same grace that enables us to do the work of God. Paul said he was an apostle of Jesus Christ by the grace of God. In other words, God gave Paul the ability by the Holy Spirit to be an apostle. And so God, by His Spirit, gives the ability to walk out the Christian life, to serve Jesus Christ in whatever way He wants to serve Him. God, by His grace, wants to bless your business, bless your shamba, bless the work of your hand. See, God created each of us for good works, to do good things, not bad things, but good things. And so He's done that by His grace. His grace is His enablement or power to do the work that He's created us for us to do. He created these things for us to do even before we were born the first time. He knew that we were going to be born again, become children of God, and He's prepared certain works for each of us to do. Not just pastors and church leaders. For every believer, every Christian, God has specific things that He wants you to do in your Christian life. God has saved you by His grace so that you could become somebody for God, so you become a child of God, so that God could use you for His glory and His purpose to seek to do His will and to accomplish His purposes. But 2025 is not just a year of grace, it's a year of multiplied grace. In other words, God is going to give us an abundance of grace in 2025. 5 times 5 equals 25. That's multiplication. So God's going to multiply His grace, give us greater grace in 2025, because God wants to do a greater work in 2025. So we need greater faith. We need greater ability of the Holy Spirit to do what God has called us to do. And so in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, 2 Peter 2, 1, 2 through 4, says, Peter says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. So we've received grace and faith. You've already received grace and peace through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. But it says, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. So God, by His grace, through Jesus Christ, has saved you by the power of the Holy Spirit. God, by His grace and through the power of the Holy Spirit, wants you to do the work that God has prepared before for you. That's by God's grace. But God's grace increases through the knowledge of God. So God's grace, His favor, is given to us, but our ability to walk in God's grace and God's favor comes with understanding God. See, God doesn't give us grace and favor to walk in things of the world and to pursue the things of the world. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 34, he said, "Don't seek the things of the world. Don't be worried about what you should eat or what you should drink or what you should wear." He said, "For all the people of the world seek after these things. But your heavenly Father knows you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." So God doesn't give us grace to pursue the things of the world. God gives us grace to pursue the things of God and his righteousness. Righteousness is being in right relationship with God. So God's grace has been given to you, so your life can be changed and so you can do the work of God. But you don't seek the things of the world. God knows what you need. But as you pursue and seek the things of God, God will provide your need. As you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be given unto you. So God wants to multiply his grace, but it comes through the knowledge of God. The more you know about God, the more you will walk in the will of God. A lot of Christians, they don't know the will of God, so they walk in all kinds of funny things, walk in disobedience, do things that they think is best by their ability. And so God is not doing miraculous things in our lives because we're trying to run our business by our ability. We're trying to run our shamba by our ability. We're trying to be a school teacher by our ability. We're trying to be a medical nurse by our ability. We're trying to be a doctor by no, God wants to give us grace and favor in all these areas. If God has enabled you to be a doctor, you need the grace and favor of God to become a better doctor. If God has called you to be a school teacher, you need the grace and favor of God to be a better school teacher. That comes through the knowledge of God. And so as you learn about God, God will help you to understand how to live life the way he wants you to live life and to do the work that he has called you to do. See, God has not called us all to be pastors and teachers and evangelists. God has called us to do different things. He's given us gifts to do different things. So maybe God has given you a gift to be a school teacher or a doctor or a nurse or to run a business. Whatever gift God has given to you, God has given to you that even before you were born, and he wants to empower you by his grace and favor through the Holy Spirit to walk in that thing that he has planned for you. And that grace increases for anything we do through the knowledge of God. And we grow in the knowledge of God through the Word of God, by reading the Word of God. Read the New Testament first. Read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. See how Jesus did things in the Gospels. Read the book of Acts. See how they did things in the early church. Read the book of Romans. Romans teaches us how we are saved and how God works in our life and how God wants to change our life. All these books are important to us to learn how to live a Christian life. See, grace and peace will be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So as you grow in knowledge, God will give you more grace and favor for whatever he has called you to do. You'll do a better job at whatever you do. See, I believe in starting Bible schools. God has spoken to me to start 5 Bible schools in 5 nations in 2025. Why is he doing that? Because God wants to equip his saints for the work of the ministry. God wants to give his believers the ability to do what God has called them to do. Not to just be evangelists or pastors or teachers, but to do the work that God has called them to do. See, I believe we're coming into a season where God is going to pour out his Spirit in these last days to bring out in the end time harvest of souls. And the end time harvest of souls, those people are in schools. Those people are in hospitals. Those people are in businesses. Those people are in the shamba. Those people are in the marketplace. See, and God wants to give you divine grace and favor to reach those kinds of people in the last days. And that grace increases through the knowledge of God. So as you study the Bible, maybe go to Bible school, go to church and hear your pastor preach the Word of God. Make sure you go to a church where the pastor is preaching the Word of God and not just any kind of funny thing. No, We want to grow in the Word of God. Because you grow in the Word of God, God's favor and grace will grow on you as you grow in the Word of God. You know, listen to radio programs. They have good teachers, like The Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I bring good teaching every Sunday. If you miss my program, you can always go to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, and I post all my radio programs and other teachings on my website so you can learn the Word of God. If you have a chance, go to a Bible school to learn the Word of God. Go to a Bible study and learn the Word of God. Because you see, grace and peace is multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to say, as His divine power has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. So as we grow in the knowledge of God, His divine power enables us to live a godly life and to do what He's called us to do through the knowledge of Him who called us by His glory and virtue, by which He's given us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of His divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So as you grow in the knowledge of God and grow in the grace of God, you partake in God's, or become a part of God's divine nature. You become more like God. See, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, long-suffering, patience, goodness, gentleness, and meekness. That is the fruit of the Spirit. So as you grow in the knowledge of God, grow in the grace and favor of God, you're going to walk in more power, but you're going to also walk in more love and more peace and more joy and more patience and all the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You're going to begin to show forth the life of Jesus Christ. So that is what God is wanting to do in 2025. But during January, I believe God is calling us to fast and seek Him to release His grace and power in us. And I want to quickly look at a story in Nehemiah chapter 2. And Nehemiah chapter 2 is in the Old Testament. And Nehemiah was a Jewish man who had grown up in Israel. God's people is God's people. But the Babylonians had conquered Israel, and Nehemiah had been taken as a slave into Babylon. And the people of Babylon were idol worshippers. They were wicked people. But Nehemiah had kept serving God and following God. And Nehemiah was very diligent in serving God and doing God's will. And so God's favor was on Nehemiah. And Nehemiah was raised up until he became a cupbearer of the king of Babylon. And Babylon was the greatest nation. It's like me becoming a servant to the president of the United States. So he had raised up this position where he was serving the king of Babylon. Every day he prepared the drinks and this was a very important position because he had favor with the king because he was preparing the king's drinks and food. And so he had constant contact with the king, constantly talk with the king. So he had favor with the king because he was a faithful steward or servant to the king. And you know, God wants to be faithful in what He has called us to. As we are faithful to call us, God's favor will be upon us. And you know, Nehemiah could have used his favor to ask the king for things. Can you give me more money? Can you give me a house? I have a friend who needs something. No, Nehemiah didn't do those things. Nehemiah was dedicated to one thing, and that was serving the king. And because he did it with all his might, God's favor was upon Nehemiah. And God promoted Nehemiah, who was a slave, but God had promoted him in the house of the king. And in Nehemiah chapter 1, or Nehemiah chapter 2, Nehemiah hears a word that comes from somebody who has come from Israel. Now, back then, they didn't have mail, they didn't have internet, those things. So the only way you heard news was if someone came by foot and told you the news. And Israel is a long ways from Babylon, so not many people from Israel came to Babylon. So someone came to visit Nehemiah from Israel. And they told Nehemiah that the walls of Jerusalem had been torn down and the gates burned with fire. And this is what the Bible says in Nehemiah, verse 4. I think it's 1:4 or 2:4. And it says, so it was when I, Nehemiah says, so it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. So Nehemiah heard this bad news about his home city in Jerusalem, that the walls had been burned, torn down, and the gates burned with fire. So he began to mourn and fast and seek the God of heaven for an answer to this problem that he was seeing. It wasn't a problem he had, it was a problem his nation had. And then it said in verse 2 of Nehemiah chapter 2, and it came to pass that as I was serving King Xerxes wine, that the king turned to me and said, why is your face sad since you are not sick? This is something but sorrow of the heart. So the king saw Nehemiah was sad because his city had been burned with fire. And so it goes on to say, so Nehemiah became dreadfully afraid. Became afraid because this powerful king was speaking to him and asking him why he was sad. And he said to the king, may the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies in waste and its gates have been burned with fire? Then the king said to me, what do you request? So the king is asking Nehemiah, what do you want from me? And then it says, so Nehemiah prayed to the God of heaven. Now you see, Nehemiah didn't pray a long prayer. He prayed a quick prayer in his heart because he's standing in front of the king and the king is asking for what he wants. But you see, he has favor with the king because he's been serving the kings faithfully. He's been fasting and praying for the burden upon his heart. And so now he sends up a short little prayer to God. And I said to the king, if it please the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask you, send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tomb, that I may rebuild it. Then the king said to me, with the queen sitting beside him, how long will your journey be, and when will you return? So it pleased the king to send me, and he sent me at a certain time. Furthermore, I said to the king, if it please the king, let letters be given to me to the governors of the region beyond the river, that they may permit me to pass through till I come to Judah. And a letter to the Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the cities and to rebuild the city. And so we see Nehemiah here, because he sought God and because he has been faithful and dedicated serving God and serving the king, his position, the work that God had given him to do in Babylon. Because he had been faithful, walked in integrity and honesty, had served the king, he came into favor with God and he came into the favor with king. And so when this problem came, that Nehemiah began to fast and pray, the favor of God was on him, and the king not only let him go to rebuild the wall. Now, Nehemiah didn't leave the king for a short time. He went for over a year back to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. And the king not only gave him freedom to go, but the king gave him money and wrote letters to all the surrounding nations to give Nehemiah everything that he needed to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, because the favor of God was on Nehemiah, because he fasted and prayed for the favor of God to be upon him. And you see, and God is wanting to release his favor on you. If we ask for his favor, if we pray and fast, so maybe God has been speaking something to you about 2025. Maybe there's a burden on your heart for 2025. Maybe it has to do with your family or your church or somebody else. You know, you have this burden on your heart and you begin to fast and pray God. Now, fasting is not forcing God to do what you want. No, fasting is coming into the place of God's favor and the knowledge of God. God, how do you want to do this? How do you want to accomplish this? See, in James chapter 4, verse 3, says, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your own pleasures. So we need to ask God. Maybe you have a burden on your heart and ask God, how do I do this? How do I accomplish this thing? How do I get the victory in this area? Let God give you direction by the Holy Spirit and by His Word. Then you begin to fast and pray for that thing. See, God has spoken to me about 5 Bible schools in 5 countries in East Africa. And so I'm beginning to pray and fast. How do you want to do that, God? How do you want to accomplish this? How do you want to give me wisdom, Lord God? This is something too big for me to do. It's impossible for me to do. But Lord, I need your grace and favor to do what you've called me to do. Give me the knowledge and wisdom to how to do this. Anoint me to how to do this. See, God wants to do something in your life in 2025. 2025 is a year of God's multiplied grace and favor. But His grace and favor is to do His will in the earth, to do His will in your life, to do His will in your church, to do His will in your country. Whether it's ministry in a church, whether it's in your business or your shamba or your family or whatever it is God's calling you to do, you need to find out what God is calling you to do. You need to give yourself to what God is calling you to do. You need to be faithful. You see, you can't walk in disobedience. You can't walk in sin. You can't walk in corruption and deception and expect God to do something for you. You see, if you walk in sin and disobedience to God and you fast, fasting accomplishes nothing. You're just fasting for no reason. You see, Nehemiah, God answered his fast and prayer because Nehemiah had a heart after God, because Nehemiah walked in integrity before God, because Nehemiah did not walk in corruption. He did not lie or deceive. He did not seek the favor of man. He sought the favor of God. He didn't seek the favor of the king. He sought the favor of God. But as he sought the favor of God, the king gave him favor. Nehemiah wasn't running after the king saying, "Oh, king, I have a big problem. My city's been burned with fire. I need your help." No, Nehemiah never did that. Nehemiah fasted and prayed. See, Jesus said, when you fast, don't fast and let everybody know that you're fasting. Fast in secret, pray in secret, and your God and God will reward you openly. So, you know, Nehemiah was fasting and praying. And see, he wasn't talking about the king. But then one day, the grace and favor of God opened the door for Nehemiah to talk to the king. And God's favor was on Nehemiah. And Nehemiah went and rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem by the favor and ability and provision of God Almighty. So I want to pray for you today. Coming into a season of fasting, Lord God, I pray for every person listening to the Voice of Hope today. I pray, Lord, the Spirit of God will rise up within them, Lord God, a spirit of expectation of what you are going to do in 2025. Release your Spirit upon them. Help them to walk in integrity before you, in honesty before you, Lord God. Release your favor upon their lives. Lord God, give them a burden of what you want to do in their life, what you want to do in their business or their job or whatever it is that you're calling to do. Lord God, we ask your favor upon them in this year. Keep them by your power. Enable them by your power. We thank you that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We thank you that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. And Lord, we celebrate you today in Jesus' name. Amen. So I encourage you to listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday. Invite your friends to listen to the Voice of Hope. And I pray that 2025 will be a year of God's grace and favor on your life. You can always, again, listen to my radio messages and other teachings by going to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, voiceofhopetoday.org. God bless. Have a good week, and I hope to talk with you next Sunday on The Voice of Hope. Bye-bye.